Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
If you rely completely on Google UAC's automation, you are at the mercy of the algorithms. You're going to get whatever the algorithm gives you. Right. So, for instance, if your campaign structure looks like it has something called ad group number one and ad group number two, the algorithm is going to give you bottom of the barrel inventory, and you're going to be lucky if you're going to get conversions. But you do not have to accept everything that an algorithm gives you. You can break free of the algorithm's shackles and granularly target specific user segments and personas on the platform. Yes, you can do this even on UAC, even with their black box. I'm sure you're going to ask, how are you going to do this kind of granular targeting if there are no options to select demographics or interests or any kind of specific targeting? So our approach is something that we call the precision pinpoint plan. This allows you to basically tell the Google algorithm about the kinds of users you want to go after. Here's how this works. We essentially treat inputs to the UAC ad groups, which are descriptions, display ads, and video ads, as being similar to search keywords. So we select our descriptions, display ads, and video ads so as to target the users that are responsive to the right messaging and the right value propositions for your app. Any user that is searching for a specific keyword or has shown interest in the to the algorithm by engaging with content that's contextual to this keyword gets shown ads that are contextual to this keyword. Now, how does this work in practice? And how do you actually architect this, right? So you can look at keyword tools or ask yourself what kinds of different user segments use your product. And you can set up different ad groups corresponding to each keyword set or user segment. Write descriptions and copy that correspond to each ad group or each user segment. Select display and video ads that go into each of these ad groups. Here's a couple of examples of how this can happen. For instance, for a subscription app, you would use these value propositions and make ad groups based on these. These could be learn to meditate, pain relief, stay motivated, self-care, stress relief, sleep well, stay focused, manage anxiety, have healthy relationships. You can see why and how this would work, because a user that's looking to sleep better is completely different from someone that's looking to learn to meditate. And with this setup, the algorithm would show sleep-related ads to users who have some contextual interest in sleep-related topics, and relationship-related ads to folks who have some contextual interest in relationship-related topics, and so on. In fact, a cooking and recipes app that I know used over 70 ad groups, that's 70, to target different dishes, different cuisines, and different recipes in order to get truly long-tail users. Again, similar to the wellness app, the algo would show ads about Italian cuisine to users who have some contextual interest in Italian cooking. It would show ads about Indian cuisine to users who have some interest in Indian cooking, and so on and so forth. Again, if you're working with the game, you can absolutely adapt this strategy. You can orient your campaign structure around the key player motivations. For instance, for a strategy game, we actually used the ad groups as I described below, and we use copy and creatives based on these. These categories and ad groups were respect, fun, power, escapism, and discovery. Again, all of this should hopefully show you that you do not have to be at the mercy of a black box algorithm, and you can absolutely recover a modicum of control over your targeting, even with a black box algorithm like UAC. And by the way, if this is of interest to you, in our workshop series, Mobile Growth Lab, we go deep into the inner workings of UAC, Meta, and every channel, and we unpack everything you need to know to make your performance marketing work, even in a post-identifier world. Enrollments are open for the current cohort. As of time of this recording, go to mobilegrowthlab.com to find out more.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.